He arose from there and came into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Multitudes came together to him again. As he usually did, he was again teaching them. Pharisees came to him, testing him, and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a certificate of divorce to be written, and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "For your hardness of heart he wrote you this commandment, but from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause a man will leave his father and mother, and will join to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." In the house his disciples asked him again about the same matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. If a woman herself divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." They were bringing to him little children that he should touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who were bringing them. But when Jesus saw it, he was moved with indignation and said to them, "Allow the little children to come to me. Don't forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Most assuredly, I tell you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he will in no way enter into it." He took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. As he was going out into the way, one ran to him, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have observed all these things from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me, taking up the cross." But his face fell at that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus answered again, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished, saying to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus, looking at them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to tell him, "Behold, we have left all and have followed you." Jesus said, "Most assuredly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but he will receive 100 times more now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."